Among the more vivid images coming out of Iraq have been scenes of flying money as looters rushed out of banks clutching bags of dinars. Other Iraqis have been seen burning these Saddam dinars in the street. The United States has sent experts from the Treasury Department to help Iraqis figure out what to do about creating a new national currency. Torek Faradi was the senior advisor to Afghanistan's central bank and oversaw the complicated business of changing Afghanistan's currency. He spoke with NPR's Renee Montagne.
Treasury officials here have already said that the U.S. will not introduce a new currency to post-war Iraq. That is up to the Iraqis. But there most certainly will be a new currency, since the most commonly used paper money now sports a portrait of Saddam Hussein. Tarek Faradi, explain what's in circulation now there in Iraq.
There are three currencies. One is the U.S. dollar, because now the U.S. dollar is being introduced and the British are paying port workers and other people that they hire with U.S. dollars in Basra and Umm Qasr. And in the Baghdad area is the Saddam dinar, the one he started to print after the first Gulf War. This one has lost a lot of its value in the last few weeks, and everyone speculates that it will be worthless. In the Kurdish areas, there is another dinar that used to be printed before the Gulf War. It's called the Swiss dinar, because at that point this currency had high security features and it was compared to Swiss manufacturing. So the Swiss dinar has not been printed after the Gulf War, and because of its limited supply is worth much more. And also because it doesn't have the Saddam Hussein picture on it, now it's going up in value.
Why not just keep that?
The Swiss dinar was used in the Kurdish territories. And so in the southern areas of Iraq, there might be an impression that the Kurdish influence is reaching out to the south and might as well just create a new currency in order to capitalize on this rallying factor of everyone around this new Iraqi currency that would be almost like a new ID card for Iraqis, you see.
Kind of like a sort of a new day dawning, a symbol of a new Iraq.
Absolutely, because Iraq has lived since 1978 under a directed economy, central planning, pre-Soviet style, I would say, where everything was controlled by the Ministry of Planning, and the economy was at the service of the Ba'ath Party, and it was socialistic style. So there are two things. One is that after effect of the war. The other thing is this: the after effect of a system that was plagued by central planning and obsolete system in world economy. So here there's an opportunity to open the door for a new regulatory framework for a free market economy in Iraq, to create a modern-day central bank, which will give birth to a modern-day banking system in Iraq and allow private banks to make commercial loans to people who are not necessarily family members of Saddam Hussein. This time it's going to be the real economic freedom that we have promised Iraq.
What sort of look would you imagine the new Iraqi dinars would have? Historical leaders, even from the distant past, wouldn't be likely to find their way onto this new currency?
Only if they are not political leaders, but mathematicians or scientists. Unfortunately, in that area of the world, if you have been involved in politics, your hand is probably colorful with blood. And it's better to avoid that, because the whole exercise is about obtaining acceptability of this new currency. And I think there are so many beautiful monuments that could be printed on those banknotes. And I'm sure there is enough nice monuments around the country. And that's important, because then people from different areas of the country would recognize themselves in these banknotes.
Tarek Faradi was an advisor to Afghanistan's central bank. He's now a senior advisor with the Nonprofit Financial Services Volunteer Corps in New York. I'm Renee Montagne, NPR News.